Deuteronomy chapter 8. This morning, the subject that's on my heart is how much we need God to lead us, to guide us in our lives. If God were to open our eyes and our understanding, I believe that if we could look back in our lives, I believe that we would see there are many times that God was leading us, guiding us, that we're not even aware that He was there. Sometimes we make decisions and we think that we made those decisions, and sometimes it's God that's just guiding us and directing us. And we need God to guide us. Everybody here, we all need God to lead us and guide us in our lives. Sometimes when you're traveling, at least when I'm traveling, sometimes I know three or four occasions that I have been lost. One time in particular, I was on my way to preach in Savannah, and I got lost in Savannah on that Sunday morning trying to find the church, and I stopped at a station, and they said, yeah, I can tell you how to get there. And he told me to go down about a mile, turn left, and go down. He said, I think it's either 3 or 4 blocks, and then turn back to your right. And then he began to give me all these long, confusing directions. And I had to be at church in about 10 minutes. It was about 10 till 10. It was time for me to be there. And I knew I was going to be late. I was very upset. And another man that was standing there, he said, you're a preacher, let me just lead you there. And when he said that, I wanted to grab him and hug him. I was so glad to have somebody, instead of just telling me all these confusing and complicated directions when I knew I was just going to get lost again, this man was so compassionate that he said, I'll lead you right to the church. And he did that. And all the way over there, I knew that God had put that man there for me. And I've often prayed for that man that God would bless his life. Other occasions like that in my life, and I'm sure that some of you have had the same kind of experience, that you needed somebody to lead you, and God sent somebody to lead you and to guide you. Teresa recently had to go from an unfamiliar place to a doctor in Brunswick, and several people told her how to get there. But then somebody also told her they would help her with the GPS, and so she turned that on. And she talked about what a comfort it was for that GPS to say, in 1 mile, turn right. In 500 yards, turn right. You have 300 feet, turn right. And then it would tell her step by step exactly how to get there, and led her right to that doctor's door. So I think that in our natural travels, we sometimes realize, and I know that most all of us know how to use maps, and we realize that we need things to guide us in our natural travels. But as long as you live in this earth, you're going to need God to guide you and to lead you in a lot of other ways that are more important than any natural trip that you'll ever take. So it is that we need to recognize that the only one who can really guide us, the only one who can lead us in the right way, and I want to emphasize that, because there will be many people that will try to guide you and lead you in the wrong way. But the only one who can always guide you and lead you in the right way is God Himself. I want us to begin this morning by looking in Deuteronomy chapter 8 at the children of Israel. Do you remember how God led them out of Egyptian bondage, and then God led them in the wilderness? I want you to listen to what the Word of God says here in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, reading through verse 3. The Word of God says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And listen carefully to verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. He says, remember all the way that God has led you. Can you go back in your life right now? Do you think you can really remember all the way that God has led you? Or are there many times that God has led you and you don't even remember those times? God's stressing here it's important for you to remember all the way that God has led you. He says, and then he tells why they were led on that particular journey. Have you ever been led in such a way and then you thought, this just can't be right? You remember on one occasion in the New Testament that Jesus told his apostles to get in a ship, and as they were passing over the water, a great storm came up. And they began to doubt whether they had done right to get in that ship. Listen, Jesus knew that storm was coming, and Jesus had a purpose in them being in that storm. And sometimes God will lead you in paths that you think, now, I just don't see how this particular journey is any good for me in my life. But I want you to know that everywhere God leads you, it's for your good and for His honor and His glory. So He says, you remember all the way that the Lord has led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. Was that one of the reasons God put them through that ordeal in the wilderness, was to humble them? That's what He says. To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. Did God allow the children of Israel to hunger in the wilderness? He did. Was it for their good? Yes, it was. And He fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. I just want you to think about three main words this morning, and that is, God leadeth me. God does lead you. There are a lot of different ways that God leads His people, but I believe that one of the foremost ways that God leads His people is by the Word of God. This is better than a GPS. It's better than anything else that you might consider in your life. The Bible is a guide for God's people while they live here in this world. If you want to know how to have a happy family, then you read the Word of God. If you want to know how to enjoy life, then you read and follow the Word of God. If you want to know how to stay out of trouble, then you read and follow and do what God says. If you want to experience great blessings in this world, then you have to follow the leader. How many of you children remember playing, or how many of you adults, and how many of you children have ever played follow the leader? Follow the leader. You have somebody that gets out in front, and they lead you, and you follow them wherever they go. Well, listen, brethren, we need to follow our leader, and we need to always remember that the only leader that will always lead us in the right way is God Himself. God leads us and guides us by His Word. God also leads us and guides us by His Spirit. I want to caution you there that sometimes there will be other spirits other than the Spirit of God that will lead you. You can feel led to do almost anything in the world. The Word of God says in 1 John that we're to try the spirits whether they be of God. Because sometimes you'll feel led by something other than the Spirit of God. I've had people tell me all kinds of things that they said God was leading them to do, and yet I knew it was not God that was leading them. How do you know whether or not God is leading you to do some things? Well, you need to understand that the Spirit of God will never lead you contrary to His holy word. When you're walking in the truth and understanding the truth, you'll understand that God will never tell you to do something that in any way contradicts the Word of God. God leads you closer and closer to Him and to the truth. God will never lead you away from the truth. Did you know that? You will never be led away from the truth. The Spirit of God will never lead you away from truth. God will always lead you closer to truth and righteousness in your life. So you need to pray that God will lead you and that you'll be able to tell the difference in God leading you and the devil leading you. And the Word of God says that there is a way. Do people sometimes lead you? Let me ask you that question. Do people try to lead you? Are there some people that God sends to lead you? Certainly there are. My parents led me in all kinds of ways. They directed me. They set parameters in my life. They led me. They guided me. And I believe that God gave me the parents that I have. And I thank God for them. And I've had many other people during my life that have led me and have I have seen God's hand guiding me through other people. I've even had children, and the Word of God says a little child shall lead them. I've even had children that have led me in different ways. God has often spoken to me through little children. So God leads us and God guides us. And we need to pray, God, help me to tell the difference in your leadership and the devil leading. There is a way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. There will be times you'll think this is the right way to go, and in reality you're going down the broad path that will lead to destruction. So you need to pray every day. You need to study God's Word every day. The more you study the Word of God, and the more you obey the Word of God, the more you will be able to clearly delineate between the devil leading and God leading. And if you don't care about what God's Word says, if you don't follow God's Word, then you pray all you want to, but God is not going to lead you. Go with me to Psalm 23 just a moment, a psalm that you all know by heart. But in Psalm 23, David was thanking God and praising God for the way that God had led him and was still leading him in his life. Look at Psalm 23. Listen, please, to verses 1, 2, and 3. I think all of you know that the Word of God compares you to an animal. Now, really, the Word of God compares you to several different animals, but one of the animals that God's Word compares you to is a what? A sheep. And it compares Jesus Christ to being the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. And the shepherd leads the sheep. He guides the sheep. And David uses that illustration here when he says, the Lord is my shepherd. What's he saying? Rather than that, one statement has a tremendous amount of truth and beauty in it. But one of those truths is, when David says, the Lord is my shepherd, he's saying that God leads me. God leads me. Look at Psalm 23, verse 2. Psalm 23, verse 2, after he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He says in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, listen to this word now, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, brethren, everything that this psalm says about God leading us has a different meaning. The first statement he says about God leading us, he says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Have you ever been so weary and tired and you felt like God led you out there beside the still waters? What kind of picture do you get in your mind when you think about being led beside the still waters? I picture a place of serenity. I picture a place of peace. I picture a time when God is leading us to a place where we can get nourishment. Our souls are thirsty and we need the water, the pure living water of God. And David says here, He leadeth me beside the still waters. And there will be times in your life that you need to be led beside the still waters. Now, I want you to reflect back on Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, don't turn there. I just want you to think back. In the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 8, when God was talking about leading the children of Israel, did He lead them into some difficult places? And did He lead them in times where it was very hard for them in their journey? And He led them in those ways. But then what did God sometimes do? Then God would lead them beside the still waters. God leads us in both places. Look at verse 3. After He says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 3 says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, is that a different statement? And it is to me. It's a different truth. In verse 2 He says, He leadeth me beside the still waters. In verse 3 He says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, brethren, God leads you in paths of righteousness. What does that mean? It means that God tells you what to do that's right. He tells you, He guides you, and He leads you in paths of righteousness. Let me ask you this. Is there much confusion in the world today about what is right? Are there a lot of different opinions today about what's right and what's wrong? You can have a meeting at the state capitol about homosexuality. Did you know that there will be preachers and churches there that say homosexuality is all right? Now, I'm using the word preacher in a very loose sense, but they wear robes and they wear the collar backward and they do all the other kinds of things that sometimes preachers do. But the point is, there are many so-called religious people in this world today that have no idea what paths of righteousness are all about. They don't know what's right. They don't know what's wrong. And they're not leading people in the right way. They're leading people in the wrong way. Brethren, the only time that you ever need to follow a man of God is when he's leading you in a way that God's Word says that you ought to go. Don't you ever follow me or any other man if he's telling you to do something that's contrary to the Word of God. But when God's Word says something is right, you need to always stand up and declare, this is right. And when he's saying that something is wrong, you need to declare, this is wrong. Not because you think it, not because the majority of the people think it, but it's right because God says it's right. So when David says in Psalm 23, verse 3, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness, I want you to know that David believed every time that he had ever walked in the right way, he was giving God the glory for leading him in the right way. And every time that you have ever done what was right, I want you to know that God was leading you to do what was right. The Word of God says in the Philippian letter that it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So when you've done that that was pleasing to God, when you've walked in paths of righteousness, you need to know God was leading you in that path of righteousness. So He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then the Scripture says here, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. I'm going to ask you a question now. Do you always follow the leadership of the Spirit of God? Do God's children always follow the way that God leads them? Or are there times that God leads you and you go contrary to what God is leading you to do? Have you ever felt led in your life? Have you ever felt the Spirit of God leading you to do something, but you didn't do it? Have you ever felt God leading you not to do something, but you went ahead and did it anyway? Well, any time that you don't walk in those paths of righteousness, there will always be trouble ahead. There are always consequences when you don't follow God's Word and God's way. You need to get close to God's people. You need to find friends. I want to say to all of you young people, I want you to get the very best Christian friends that you can. Because having Christian friends, friends that know the Word of God, friends that love the Word of God, friends that love Jesus Christ, people who know Jesus not only as their Savior, but they know Him as their Lord, those are the kinds of friends that you need in your life. Because that will help you walk in paths of righteousness. It's easier to walk in paths of righteousness when you're around other people that are walking in paths of righteousness than it is when you're around people that are walking the wrong way. In fact, every time that you're around people that are walking contrary to God's Word and God's way, in all probability, you're going to end up going in the wrong path also. It's easier to walk the broad way than it is the straight and narrow way. Walking in paths of righteousness is the same thing that Jesus was talking about when He says there's a straight and a narrow way that leadeth unto life. And you fill in the blank. What's the next word? And few there be that find it. Do you know the only ones that ever find that straight and narrow way are those that God has led to that straight and narrow way? But God has led many of His children to this straight and narrow way, and yet they have not found it in themselves to walk in God's way. Broad, there's a broad way. There's a wide gate and a broad way, and it leads to destruction. And it doesn't matter who your parents are, it doesn't matter who your grandparents are. If you walk the broad way, you're headed down a path to destruction. You need to follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. You need to praise God like David does right here when he's giving glory to God and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and He leadeth me in paths of righteousness." If you want to know how to be a good parent, there are many parents that are here today. If you want to know how to be a good parent, you cannot look at the world and determine what's the best way to be a good parent. You cannot read many of the books that are written on parenting and know how to be a good parent. If you want to be a good parent, everything you need to know is found in the Word of God. And I encourage you as parents that you study God's Word to know what God says as He leads you by His Word. Follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. Now, I want to go to another way that God leads you. He leads you beside the still waters. He leads you in the wilderness. He leads you in paths of righteousness. But turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4 tells us another way that God leads His people. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. The Word of God in Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says this: "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God..." What's the next word? "The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Is there a difference in being led beside the still waters and being led in paths of righteousness? Is there a difference in those two leaderships? Yes. Is there a difference in being led in paths of righteousness and then being led to repentance? When is it that God leads His people to repentance? It's when He has led them in paths of righteousness and they have not followed the leadership of God and they've gone their own way and they have sinned and they have suffered the consequences, and then God begins to lead them to repentance. That is, to turn away from the wrong way. I heard Sister Brandy mentioning the other night, Sister Brandy Forsyth, she was talking about a GPS, and she said, "What they say to me most of the time on the GPS is, as soon as possible, make a legal left turn. As soon as possible, make a legal U-turn. As soon as possible, turn around." Well, isn't that similar to God leading you to repentance? As soon as possible, change the direction that you're going. And right now, it's possible for every one of you and every one of us to change the direction you're going. You don't have to keep going down the path you've been on. You don't have to keep going down a path to destruction, because God's Spirit will lead you to repentance. And you always need to know, every time you have ever repented, you need to know that you didn't repent in your own strength and volition, that it was the goodness of God that led you to repentance. Have you ever repented? Have you ever repented of anything in your life? Have you ever turned around and gone back toward God? Every time you've repented, it's because God led you. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And He leads us to repentance. And we need to thank God and praise God that He leads us to repentance. The only reason that anybody here is still serving God today is because God has many times led you to repentance. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that God has led me to repentance time and time again in my life. I'm thankful for the mercy and the grace of God. And I pray that God will help us all to realize that God has been so good to us, to lead us in every way that He's led us. And there was a good purpose in every way He has led us. Let me mention in a fourth way that God leads His people. You remember in Mark chapter 9, and I encourage you to just look at that just a minute. Mark chapter 9, the Word of God here tells us about three men that were led by Jesus. This is Mark chapter 9 and verse 2. You're familiar with this passage of Scripture, whether it's from Matthew or Mark. Very similar reading. But the Word of God tells us about Jesus taking Peter and James and John. I want to read the verse here, Mark chapter 9, verse 2. The Word of God says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with Him Peter and James and John, and," what? What's the next word there? "Leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and He was transfigured before them." Now, brethren, what that means is that when they started up that mountain, they saw Jesus as a man. They saw Jesus as their leader. They saw Jesus as their king in some ways. But while they were up on that mountain, they saw Jesus changed, and they no longer just saw Jesus as a wonderful man and a great leader, but they saw Jesus as God manifest in the flesh. And He was transfigured, and they saw Jesus as He really is. They saw Him in His power and in His glory. My question to you this morning is, have you only heard about Jesus? Many people have heard about Jesus. Many people have read about Jesus. But what I'm asking you this morning is, has God led you up on that Mount of Transfiguration? And I'm not talking about literally taking you up on a mountain, but have you ever been lifted up by God so that you saw Jesus high and lifted up? Have you ever seen Jesus as He really is? Have you ever seen the power and the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ? Have you ever seen Him as your Savior and seen Him as your Lord? Now, if you have seen them, if you have ever seen Jesus as He is, can you tell me how you came to see Him as He is? It's because Jesus led you and lifted you up to that high experience of seeing Jesus as He really is. You remember how Job said, after Job had been through so much in his life, in the last chapter of the book of Job, Job makes this statement. He says, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee." Brethren, I think that's what Peter, James, and John could say. As they were on that Mount of Transfiguration, they could say, "I've heard about Jesus. I've heard about the Messiah coming. I thought, I believed He was the Messiah. But now that I have seen Him transfigured before me, now that I've seen Him as He really is, I now realize I had never seen Him anywhere close to what I now see Him." Have you ever come to a fuller realization of how great God is and how wonderful Jesus is? Do you have those experiences where God leads you up on the mountaintop and God reveals Himself to you? And whether it's like Abraham or Isaac and Jacob or some other child of God we read about in the Word of God, have you ever experienced that of having Jesus manifest Himself to you in a great way? Well, you know who led you there? You know who revealed Himself to you? Anything you know about Jesus, any truth you know, it was revealed to you by God. When Jesus was asked, or when Jesus asked the apostles, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist," or they said, "One says you're Elijah," and another one, one of the other prophets. Jesus said, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I believe when Peter said that, I believe Peter had already seen, even though he saw it greater here in Mark 9, he had already seen the power and the glory of God to some degree. When he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." God has led you, and God has led me in days gone by. God is leading you today. God is guiding you today. Many of you in this congregation, you have a lot of decisions that you're making. If you're not already following what He's already told you to do, listen carefully. If you're not going to follow what He tells you to do in writing, listen carefully to what I'm saying. If it does not make a difference, if what He's put down in writing, if that's not having a major impact on your life, you can pray for guidance, and I doubt that He'll give it to you. But when you really care about what God's Word says, and you try to follow what God's Word says, and then you have decisions to make that are not clearly spelled out in the Word of God, Brother Tyler is trying to make a decision. Many of you in this congregation are making decisions that are not specifically, you can't turn and say, "Oh, right here, this is what kind of treatment." Do you know what kind of treatment you're going to have yet, Brother Tyler? Still making a decision? Brethren, you're going to face some hard decisions in your life. Those young people, we've got a lot of young people here. You're going to need to know who to marry. Did you know that? Well, before you need to know that, you need to know who to date. You need to know who to date. And listen, parents, don't let your children date people that you would not let them marry. And young people, don't date anybody that you don't think is an outstanding Christian. If that quality is not there, I don't care how many other qualities are there. If they're not an outstanding Christian, don't you date that individual. May God help us to listen to God, follow God's Word, follow God's way. May God help us to thank God. You know, think about how horrible it would be to be in this world and not have a guide. Wouldn't that be terrible? To not have anybody to lead you? Or to not know, I mean, somebody else saying this is right, somebody else saying this is right? I wouldn't know what was the right thing to do unless God has said, "Here it is, right here." Or He speaks to my heart and He says something very clearly, "This is what you need to do." May God help us to thank the Lord for His leadership and to follow His leadership every day in our lives is my prayer for Christ's sake.